Here, the cast and writer-director Nicholas Briggs talk us through Dalek Empire 3.
Kami is a young person that applies to be a warden on Graxis Major.
Laura Reese.
I shit myself. No, I was very, very scared. It's actually very scary. I mean, Nick's the guy that did, Nick, the creator, does the voices for the Daleks, and
And unusually, I suppose, for radio, we've actually got Nick with the vocal distortion that turns him into a Dalek. That
Oliver Hume.
So you, that's all adds to it.
Well, it's fascinating, really, because if you don't look at the person in the booth, you know, you suddenly hear this, and it really is. This sort of disembodied voice, it's really scary.
Claudia Elmhurst.
You can't see the actor who's doing it, and you just hear this voice. And it's amazing the effect it has on my character, because I feel like she's stuck, she's caught with them.
And he's in the booth, he was in a booth next to me when I first heard the Dalek. And he's just stood there doing it, you know, you can see his mouth. And this appalling sound is coming into my ear. That I was like, what the heck? You know, that's scary. It's really scary. And it really works.
Very scary. I mean, Nick has made a big thing about the Daleks being this evil force, that when you're near a Dalek, you sense it's evil. And that's not hard to work with. I mean, having grown up watching them on from behind the sofa, you know, they are frightening things.
Well, the first time I heard the Dalek voice come through, I was terrified.
Aisha Benison.
I mean, it's just such kind of memories, childhood memories, really, and it was amazing. It really is spooky. I mean, it's weird. And the very funny thing is when he directs you as the Dalek as well, so you take your notes from the Dalek, so, you know, you do take orders.
Yeah, do that whole speech. Okay. Actually, no, Tarkov must be taken alive.
I'll do the whole thing.
All right.
It concerns the new arrival, Dr. Dennis Grentram. Grentram.
Speak properly!
So, yeah, the Daleks are, they're the star of the show, aren't they? So that I guess they had to be good.
I certainly would have imagined them as, you know, sort of 4 foot and silvery. But apart from that, not much really. And yes, that awful sense of just them being all metal and no heart. I think that's the thing, is that there's just no humanity about them.
Gallinar, he's a sort of special agent.
David Tennant.
I have the best time ever.
While I was writing it, more and more I thought of David doing it. And then when I'd finished it, I phoned him up and asked him if he'd like to do it. And he said, he was just finishing doing this play at the National. And he said, oh, they're asking me to do another play. But, you know, frankly, I don't want to do it, Nick. I'd rather come and do the Daleks. I said, oh, my God, you've got to do the work at the National. And he said, well, I don't know. And I thought he was just being nice to me. But he did turn down the National. I said, can I say you turned it down to do the Daleks? And he said, yeah, you can say that.
I remembered, from when I was a kid, the Dalek annuals. And I think I was thinking they were sort of going to be like them, sort of. And they kind of are, in a way. I think they're slightly more sophisticated. But they are, you know, they're kind of human galactic agencies kind of battling against these sort of Nazi-like forces. So I suppose that's what I was expecting, and that kind of is what they are. But Nick writes these very involved and complex kind of political situations, which is great, but it's a real space opera. So it sort of was what I was expecting, I think, but much more involved and complex and exciting than that.